Yes. Need a motion to
appoint Mr. Clancy as clerk pro temp.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Under C, approve the agenda, resolve the superintendent's
roll call, Stan.
Oh, I'm sorry, I've got to go back to the roll call. Yes, thank you.
Karen Armstrong?
Here.
Guy Falcon?
Here.
Kathleen Greenberg Funes? Frank Kay?
Here.
Leonard King?
Here.
Stan Karofsky?
Here.
Richard Levine?
Here.
George Palmer? Steve Trombley?
Here.
As a quorum present.
Okay. Thank you. We'll go back to C, resolve that the superintendent of schools recommends the Board of Education approve the agenda.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? No? Motion carried. I'll move to item two, public comment. Anyone? Yes, sir. No, you don't.
I am here as well as I'm here to support the students in town and also the football team on the recent decision to move the home football games to Bailey Avenue. And overall, in the entire school, when the decision was made, it pretty much got around by word of mouth, and there was no announcement made or anything. So it pretty much just got out of word of mouth. There were a couple rumors, but once people heard it on the radio and everything, it got finalized. A lot of students were very disappointed. Many came to me, and it was talked about in class. It was the next day, and the football team, some of the members of the football team have come to talk to you about it, and they have a couple ideas to try to get a game or two at our home, on our home turf. And CJ Wachowski, the football team varsity captain, is here to talk about it a little bit.
Sure.
Like you said, most of the student body was pretty upset with it. Yeah, here you have kids who can go and ask them and see what they really have to say. I'm a senior, and a lot of the seniors were pretty upset. We didn't know that Saranac was going to be our last game. We're hoping to have a few more on our home field, so that really means a lot to have games like that. And there's things of the senior concession that that has to carry everything from here all the way over to the field, so we're going to be losing money, and they made quite a bit of the money for us through their sales and stuff. And the Eagle Mart isn't bringing anything down to the games down there, so they'll also be hurt. We were thinking maybe like bleachers from the town hall or something. Yeah, I know we're portable ones there, so something like that, or people can stand and sit in the lawn chair. Those are some of the things that student bodies are.
Pretty much the idea that they came up with and the students came up with was, even if it was just for the homecoming game, to bring over the portable bleachers from the town hall. I know that spectators at, when we go to visiting fields, our bleachers are never aren't as big as the home bleachers, but I don't think that the Beantown fans would mind smaller bleachers, standing or something else, so they won't have to travel. And it's not about like the distance of traveling, but just having your homecoming game at a different spot is just like a downer, and especially for the seniors who have been looking forward to this, and the cheerleaders and just the entire student body. The decision had to be made, and we respect that, but we just weren't sure if anything could be changed, even if it was just for the game. So we just wanted to kind of just let you know how we felt.
We really do a lot for this. Have a reason.
Well, thank you very much for coming forward and speaking tonight. Yes. We have others that, yes.
Yes, I would like to also, as a parent of a football player, agree with these students that having your home game at home, there's home field advantage, there's your school, the spirit here. As a parent, many parents have talked about it. We were never asked, would you mind bringing lawn chairs? Many soccer parents bring lawn chairs. They have the smaller bleachers there. Parents just really are very disappointed. Not only that, the children have to pack up all of their gear, get on a bus, travel. One of the nice things about being at home is you have your home locker. The taxpayers wouldn't have to incur the expense of transporting the children, paying for fuel, paying for bus drivers. The kids would be able to be here. The football players would have their equipment here. That's the nice thing about a home game. Just calling it a home game and having it at Bailey Avenue or wherever isn't really a home game. And I think if the board really thinks about the feeling of the children, especially the seniors that are touched by this, that they really should make a decision and get the home games back on the home field. Because it's no different than the soccer games with people bringing in chairs or children that played pal football, their parents brought chairs for 3 years or 4 years, however many years, and it's just something that they don't mind doing. And the decision was taken away from the parents and the students that are involved in the facilities. And having your home game, quote, home game at another venue doesn't really make a lot of sense. It's almost embarrassing, actually, as a parent, to have your home game at a field because you don't have any bleachers. I mean, it's just embarrassing.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask Dick, and said, is there somebody that you knew that had, let's say, an engineering company or persons of that qualification that determined that those bleachers were unsafe and needed to be dismantled?
Yes, we did have that confirmed.
We had somebody? Is there somebody that you
did? Yeah, Don Strong. Don Strong is our supervisor for buildings and grounds.
The one, the individual here at the school?
Yes.
He's the engineer?
No. But we had many violations of safety because of the...
Okay, well, who was the engineer that oversaw that, the fact that they were so in disrepair that they needed to be dismantled and removed?
It's not just the disrepair. It's the fact that they didn't have arm rails that were on the sides, arm rails that go up and down the sides. We had an unfortunate accident at the last game.
I'm well aware of why they were removed. I'm just wondering who the agency was for the individuals who determined from an engineering standpoint that they were not safe and should be dismantled and removed.
Point of order.
Yes.
We're straying away from the...
Yes,
intent.
That's a public comment. Yes, sir. That's my fault. But we will address that with you. If you would like to leave your name with us, we'll get back to you.
Well, I think the rest of the community should know as well. I mean, just not limited to myself.
Yes. It was reviewed. And it was reviewed on repair options. It was also reviewed on the options of renting stadium seats.
Was it only after the accident that it was then considered or deemed unconditionally unsafe?
It's been a situation for years that we've had.
So they allowed people on the bleachers and removed the problem? Put people at risk and waited until somebody fell before we did something about it?
Is anybody else would like to...
We could possibly find out who qualifying individuals were that deemed they were unsafe and must be dismissed. I appreciate that.
Okay, we will do that. Leave your name with us. And we will...
Okay,
thank you. Anyone? Yes?
Dave Winkowski. The bleachers are gone now, I believe.
Yeah, they're gone.
So the safety issue has been removed, so I would also encourage the home game to be in fact this field. The issue that was safety problems. I'm also, if there was an accident, I'm assuming that EMT or somebody who's involved in the person documented it. And I'm wondering from an insurance standpoint, if we remove them, if there's future litigation, there's no evidence of what happens. That takes them back to play.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to make a comment to the board tonight?
One other question, totally unrelated to what we were just talking about. We used to record these meetings, are you allowed to record it?
Yes, we do have a recording.
Is it working? I understand there's been some problems with it.
Okay, we'll move on to our minutes. Resolve the Board of Education does hereby approve the minutes of the meeting of the Board of Education.
Motion. Second.
Questions, comments? This is AMB. For the other committee, too.
AMB.
AMB.
Can you check the meeting? I'm still confused. We're accepting the meeting.
Yes.
So we usually vote yes because I've read them and understand them.
You want to do them separately?
But I wasn't there. Well, I'm just wondering what, if there's a difference because A, I have to abstain because I wasn't there. So should I abstain? I've never abstained from a committee minute.
No, you don't have to because of the way.
So you maybe should separate.
Would you mind?
I don't mind. No. So we will just be that. This motion is to resolve for the minutes for September 16th. Richard and Guy, you okay with the?
That's what I thought it was going.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Questions, comments, all in favor?
Aye.
Abstains. Noes?
Yes.
You got two.
Those are abstains.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Karen.
Oh, okay. You were here. Okay.
Under B, resolved that the Board of Education hereby accept the minutes of the audit committee.
Wait a minute there.
Okay.
You didn't ask for noes. So there's four yeses?
Yes, I asked for noes.
You did?
Yes.
Four yeses and three abstains. Can
five.
I?
Five yeses. Two abstains.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to left the initial
number. New
five.
Faces here. Thanks. Dear patients.
Yes.
Okay.
So accepted. Sorry. A little rusty.
Resolved that the Board of Education under B does hereby accept the minutes of the audit committee held on September 9th. Favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. Under four, new business, review of the district and board goals. Under one, you had a draft of that placed in your packet. Two sheet document that's stapled together. Yes.
Question about the first goal. I mean, I wasn't at the meeting. I don't quite understand it. Why would we want to downsize the board? This is a very large district area-wise. It seems like we don't have problems getting candidates. We have six letters of interest that were the position that was open when we made the appointment. It just doesn't make sense that we would want to look into downsizing the board. We're probably one of the largest school districts in the Boston area. We're certainly one of the largest area-wise. It seems like you, as a board, want diversity
and a little, you know, diversity on the board. Mm-hmm. This doesn't make sense to be looking at downsizing the board. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been a nine-member board since inception of this district, and this district has nothing but grown. I'm wondering where this came from.
It was a consensus of the board to look into the possibility of downsizing to from a nine-member to a seven-member.
That's what I asked.
It was to look into it. Now, I didn't realize it was since the inception of the district. I think somebody told us that they went from the seven-person board to a nine-person board.
And what was Shay-Z when they were...
Yeah, it was something about
that. They brought two nine-members from that area to represent that area.
Yeah, it was...
But they're still represented.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not.
What I'm saying is such a large deal.
Right. And I guess the other point that was brought forward, I didn't know anything about it, was that every other district has a seven-person board. Every district in the Potosi has a seven-person board except the independent. So I guess it was just a statement to research the idea of not...
Up until this last time, we've had a hard time to get members. You said yourself we don't have a large amount of people coming in. Yes, we did have this last time. But in the future, it brings you...
Totally wrong with Adam. And we've never had an empty seat because of lack of people.
Yes.
My question is, what is the who is the person that, or group at SUNY that has been considered doing market research, and if whom, why? What kind of market research? I mean, we have state board law that discusses how to elect and retain members. Mm-hmm. So what kind of market research is going to do it?
I believe the goal, first of all, the goal stimulated how to proceed or discover or get information on the value of the goal. So the market research, I don't literally know of anybody by name at SUNY Plattsburgh. Most universities, SUNY systems have a business department, marketing department, where they do field research on projects. So it was exploratory to find out if it's not SUNY Plattsburgh, it could be an independent firm. But I know that there are firms that do studies of hot issues, if you will, for want of a better phrase, that might affect the community, that from which opinions can be gathered in a research sort of basis way to find out opinions and points of view on different topics, not the least of which is this particular goal. So the combination of the goal and the objective were to try to figure out, is this one of the other issues that the board would want to construct its own survey questions or develop with a market researcher, its questions it would like to get answers to from the community at large, and was simply a vehicle to get to that end.
I know we're allowed to have two minutes to have a question or statement about that. It's apparent that the board that voted on this already wants to downsize the board. I'm just going to comment on this now. I don't understand why it's fiscally responsible to look at a non-budgeted item to create the appearance of wanting public input when the decision had already been made. And I don't think that that's my opinion. I don't understand how we can have the money to do that. We didn't budget for it.
Yes, I do not think I am in favor of it, so no, because I have not been decided. I don't think I'm in favor of going to a second person, but I don't know. All they asked for was to gather some information. By using SUNY, I don't think to tie in up an IMO. That would have to be brought back to the board to decide whether we want to use IMO.
And you would have to have it up for election.
All it was is a statement to research the fact. And it wasn't only that, it was to research, is 5-year term too much? Would we like part of the board to have a 3-year term, part to have a 5-year term? Would we like to explore those possibilities? All it was is discussion. There's no...
contact state boards because they've dealt with this before, as opposed to SUNY, who may do independent research, but has not dealt with it. I'm sure the subject of the detailed state board already has.
We were looking for information from the community. And if school boards does that on the state level, it's going to be a lot more expensive than the services.
I have no idea.
It would come cheap for school boards, please.
Well, I don't know.
To be able to go out to the district and find out how the public felt about the terms.
You know that it would be more expensive than something else.
I don't know as a fact. I'm just saying that possibly city is for some of their divisions, people that they have available, probably will be.
Well, maybe we should look at more than one, just like we put other things up for bid.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. I really would be interested to see how
it and that's where it's basically all coming from. There's been a lot of talk about the community. I know when Frank ran, there was just enough members. Actually, Frank signed back on again. I don't know if he was really ready to do that again, but did to fill the fill a spot. And there's times when we've had just the right number to run, and that's what was discussed. You know, is the community would they be more interested in running if it was a shorter term? Would there be a better number if there's seven, so that you're not filling out? But until we actually poll the district, we really don't know, and that's all this is.
I'd like to make one comment.
Sure.
About length of term. It takes almost 2 or 3 years to figure out what a school board member needs to do. So as far as shortening term, I do not think that's either. Because in reality, it takes at least 2 to 3 years to figure out what the role member of the board is, of a board member is.
But that doesn't mean they can't run again.
Doesn't mean they can't run again, but it also means that they could get ousted, not that that would happen, but it could.
And of course, we're looking at all the goals. Yes. If there's any other questions about. For the boards. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say one of our goals last year, and unfortunately, it doesn't look like it's going to be fulfilled. Send 2 members to the state convention. And as far as I know, nobody's stepped forward. I can't, I'm not a country. But I've been on the board 15 years, and I think I've been to state conventions 12 of us, or 14 years. I've been on those conventions at least 10 or 14 years. Of the convention.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of board members here that have not. And that was one of our goals last year.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Does anybody mind for that? You should?
No.
We talked about this the other day, because there's so many of us that are going to so many places already. We were discussing we could get the information from the state and review it without having to go. I mean, if we can't physically go, we can get the information.
Did you have any other discussion about any other education board education efforts? It just seems that because we are to role model for the rest of the student community in terms of educational goals, we've always had something in our goals about board education.
You mean the board, under board goals?
Mm-hmm.
I do believe in our board goals, we were looking at working with more students, but that probably ended up in the district goals.
But, I mean, for the board themselves to decide if there's something that we want to learn more about. We do have the voting offerings, not everyone can go. Richard had a good idea, maybe get some
board education.
Yeah.
Continuing education. Yeah, we didn't put anything in there. We talked about all the different things that were going on.
And I'm sorry, I couldn't make this for the truth, and I would have brought it up then. I think that it's important for us as a board directing a school students to demonstrate that we also recognize the need to learn.
Mm-hmm.
There's always opportunities to learn.
Yeah.
unless maybe I'm not.
No, we feel that way, but like you're saying, I'm on this board, I'm on the BOCES board, I'm on the audit committee. I go to as many functions as I can. There's only so much time you can give.
Well, we have an educational budget. We devote time at meetings for other people to teach us about the curriculum here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's rather difficult also because people have busy schedules. We try to come up with different dates for this night for the goal, or to do our goal. Right. But with five people here, it's rather difficult to voice the opinion.
Well, I understand that.
And I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying, with only five people here, it was extremely difficult, and we did the best we could.
I'm not being critical. And if I were there, I probably would have been a bit more provoked than it would have been appreciated. But anyway, having said that, I feel that that's important to do that.
Well, there was a lot of other important considerations that we discussed, but we felt that we, to set board goals, we didn't want to set so many that it's unachievable. So we did set some that were broader and have objectives. And if you look on the back side of your goals, some of the objectives were outlined as per what we were looking at to define different directions. We have created seven bullets under the district goals. We have a big list, but again, had to try to narrow it down so we had a feasible amount of goals that would be inclusive of what we're going to try to achieve for the year. Any questions or comments about the district goals or other board goals?
It's really an exhaustive work of everything. I do have one question about the board goals. I'm sorry to go back.
Okay.
Because I know that, and I don't know what the plans would be for these. We used to put them on the website. We used to put them on the internet. We put them in every part of the agenda so that people coming every month to see our goals repeatedly. It just seems like the one that talks about communicating by email, that's operational. I don't think that's like saying everybody's going to come to the meeting. That's like an expectation.
Well, that's
me communicating by email. Why is that not a why is that a goal? I mean, it's a given, really, that we are supposed to.
It was a goal that we had listed last year.
Last year,
and we just brought it again forward because we're still working on the educational piece as well as the board piece, not just for meeting attendance, but for when there's information shared between board members, that it's shared between all board members. And, for example, we did receive an email from George that we brought to our meeting.
I got it.
And we tried to look at that in when we were doing our discussions. It's part of the input, and if we had more sharing among board members for those types of things, for the audit committee, for the PR information that's going out. So if it's a sharing thing among all board members with the superintendent, then we all seem to be on the same page.
So
will
we have this every year?
Well, we felt that we weren't there yet, so we brought it back again. That we needed to work with Mark more on it.
I think we did fall short then in reference to the features. I know I called up Joanne on Tuesday and said I couldn't make the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But I found out, and you must have been aware that that was going to be discussed at our meeting on the meeting Tuesday night. And I did not find out about anything until a day later, almost 2 days later, when I drove by and saw them tearing down the bleachers. I mean, I didn't hear a thing except when a parent called. So I think somebody dropped the ball in that. I think we should have been at least called by phone, even though we couldn't make the meeting. A message should have been left on their phones about, I don't know. That was a pretty decision that we made.
It was not made lightly.
I'm not saying it was made lightly, Stan.
It took a long time for us to work through that.
As a board member, to find it from find out from other people that this decision was made. I think somebody dropped the ball.
Yeah. 2 points. First, when we left the meeting, we didn't know what the final outcome was going to be anyway. The superintendent had to call and make calls and figure out what was going to happen. We didn't know what was going to be the end result of our decision that night anyway.
Not according to these minutes.
I was at the meeting.
The superintendent's update was explained very well, superintendent's update.
Yeah, so in your packet.
In your packet.
So what I'm saying is we didn't know, we knew generally, we said we want to go with the cheapest option first, if possible, and work our way up, but we didn't know where that was going to fall. And no one called me either. But I didn't need to be called because the superintendent had already just been give us the options and worked down the list. And the second point I have is, if you've been at the meeting, you'd know.
But I wasn't at the meeting.
That's my point.
My point is, if I would have been called, maybe I would have made some more of an effort to go, because I thought it was just a goal. I did not realize there were going to be decisions.
You're supposed to go to every board meeting.
Okay, you know what? Excuse me.
More
I didn't think that we chastised each other.
Information.
I'm not. I'm saying.
When we
question.
Make good
faith effort. Yes. I still got the floor. I still got the floor. That was fine.
Yes. Go ahead. Finish.
To me, it makes absolutely no sense not to come to the meeting and complain about a decision that was made at the meeting. If you don't come to the meeting, then you're out of the decision making. That's the whole point of the meeting. I mean, we only had five people. We had to make a decision, and we made a decision. Now, you can chastise it or not, but at least we were there.
But I think the superintendent would like to respond.
Frank, just in direct response to one of your questions. I brought information, as I said in my update, but I just repeat it for the general public. I brought the information on the possibility of the bleacher rental, if you will, just because I had researched it on my own. I did not have any, I didn't present to the board with any expectation for an action to be taken. I wasn't really, quite frankly, I think, and the board members that were present would agree that bringing it to their attention was simply to, my first effort was to update them on the injury, and second was to point out that if there was anything to be done as a result of the bleachers based on that event, that I'd done some research. That's how I brought it forward. In terms of planning, I can't speak to that part of it. All I'm saying is I brought information forward in the event the conversation moved to what to do about the bleachers. I at least wanted the district to have an option or options to consider if there was anything to be done.
My only concern is I didn't hear about the injury or the fact that it was even coming down until 2 days after we discussed it this meeting. And it would have been a simple phone call from the district clerk saying the lady got hurt and there may be a discussion on the bleachers.
And now that I'm sorry.
If you read the minutes of the 16th, it says dismantling the two bleachers, including the visitor and bleachers immediately. So it was, you knew that they were being dismantled at that time. You didn't know what was going to happen as far as renting bleachers or what field they were going to be, but you did know that bleachers were being dismantled.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. There's no question. Definitely no question.
But I have another question. My understanding of what the meeting was, if the bleachers didn't go, then the person might come after the school. That's what I got out of it. That if the bleachers, she had gotten hurt, and if we didn't take care of the problem, then she might take legal action if we didn't correct the problem. And that's why we decided to move, because it eliminated the fact that someone might come against us and say, well, I got hurt, I want you to pay my expenses. We're not paying expenses now. The person was concerned that I got hurt, someone else can get hurt, what are you going to do about it? So that was the decision that was made.
And I'm not criticizing the decision. I'm not, I understand, it would have been nice to know in advance that something might come to potential.
And if I, one more, yes. In that kind of an instance, Frank, actually, all the board members, it's an awkward spot for me to be in terms of should I, are you asking or seeking direction on who that you would want me to make that call and place that information forward? It's awkward before you answer because it's a board vote to move ahead with something, and I feel a little awkward about informing, if you will. I can do it as a courtesy. I just it didn't strike me that I should be doing that. That's
previous,
all.
In the previous years, the district office has been chastised for not getting on the phone and calling when there's been a bus accident, an injury, or anything. So it just seems like not a different thing. Can I just ask one question?
Yes.
I understand that if I'm not at a meeting, I have to abstain. But such as this is a draft document, am I to understand from what I'm hearing from Richard that if I'm not at a meeting, I cannot ask questions?
No, that's not what he's saying.
Or is
and whether person? He's saying that or not, you have the right to ask questions about all proceedings. We're just reviewing this. We're just reviewing it and moving it to our next meeting for a vote. If that's
are we voting?
Not to.
Well, no, but I said what did we vote on last time? And then when we did the goals, what did we vote on that?
You mean the night of the meeting?
Yeah.
No, we didn't vote. No, I don't think.
We just drafted them.
Okay. We just drafted them.
That's why I've listed them as a draft.
Right.
Actually, it's a lot of wordsmanship on a lot of the conversation, so I, having authored what you see in front of you, I wanted to be sure it's listed as a draft. Not only from the point of view of the participants who discussed it that evening, but also from board members now looking at it for the first time and maybe wanting to raise questions about it. So, It was not my intent tonight for there to be an action necessarily, as much as discussion. What do you think?
It's not on the agenda as an action. It was
right.
On to just discuss what the goals were for the year, with the intent to move them forward at our next meeting. Any other questions or comments? I'll move then on to number two, is appointments. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to change the appointment of Heather McAllister from a 10-month typist to a 12-month typist effective 9/18/08.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstains? Those? Motion carries. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education following extra duty assignment for the 2008-2009 school year at a salary of, and that's of course for negotiations.
Motion.
Is that Steve?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
The rest of the actual pieces on the back page. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. Under C, resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education approve a letter of agreement between Dale J. Tompkins, teacher of blind and visually handicapped at the Eatontown Central School District, to provide orientation and mobility services from September 3, 2008 to June 26, 2009 for 1 hour session per week, as indicated.
A second.
Great. So, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education approve a letter of agreement between Gina Groton, physical therapist, in the Beatontown Central School District to provide occupational therapy services for September 3rd, 2008 to June 26, 2009 for 3 30-minute sessions per week and 1 30-minute session per month for consultation as indicated with the student.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Yes.
Is that a typo, or are we having a physical therapist doing occupational therapy therapist?
Great question. It's a physical therapist by license. It must be a physical therapist service.
If it's occupational therapy services, we should have an occupational therapist doing.
If it's the wish of the board to delay action on it so I can confirm it, you'll notice the start date.
Right.
So it's a matter of when I bring it back to you with the revised information. But I don't have the support documents with me, unless you have them in your packet.
I'm assuming it's a typo, because we have occupational therapists,
exactly.
And we have physical therapists. So I'm assuming.
I believe it is, but I can't put my finger on the exact support information to verify that. It could be an option is to approve it if that's what it represents.
Also amend my motion.
The wording, if it's correct.
Right.
To physical therapy? Right.
Okay. Yes, we'll have the correct wording.
Well, it depends which one it is. Physical therapy services, that it's a physical therapist doing it. If it's occupational therapy services, that it's an OT that's doing it.
Yeah. It's a service you need. It's just we're not wording it right somehow. Yeah. So we need
it's not cross license service that we want.
I second.
Get it.
Yes, Ken.
I also have a question. Can you table this issue?
Table just takes the meeting.
Postpone. For clarification, the motion's been changed to allow this to pass if indeed it's an occupational therapist doing the occupational therapist service, or it's a physical therapist doing the physical therapist service. But if it is not, it's to bring it back.
Right.
Okay, so everyone is clear with that.
So that the child won't have to go back.
Correct. We need to keep the child within the service and make the correction on
it. Obviously, you've already
seen. Well, hopefully, yes.
September 3rd. That's why I pointed out September 3rd. It's
yes.
The right person doing it right now, whoever that is.
The right person.
I'm assuming it is.
Yeah, well,
I didn't mean to stir it up. I just noticed the wording, and
I'm glad you caught it.
I'd like to verify that. What I was going to add to the end of the motion was upon verification of correct licensure. Is that okay?
Yes.
Just make it simple?
Yes, that will make it very simple. Okay. I just wanted to make sure everybody
that way knows. If it's physical therapy or OT, it'll go either way.
Yes.
Is licensure the right way to say it?
Yeah,
licensure.
Can you spell it?
No, I can't.
Oh, I see.
If you can't spell it, you can't use the word.
Okay.
That's why we get a paper for it.
We'll let the district clerk figure that one out.
So with that change, all in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends the Board of Education to approve a letter of agreement between Sue Delamater, special needs consultant for the Beaufortown Central School District, by one evaluation and consultation by October 30, 2008, as indicated in the student's IEP for a rate of $200.
I'm moving.
But the wording's a little off. To provide a one evaluation?
No,
that's just provide to show you. A1.
Yeah.
You got an one.
Yeah.
A1. Oh, I see. There's something else.
Should we just provide one?
Yeah. And one.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain? Noes? Motion carries. Result that the superintendent of schools recommends the Board of Education to appoint the following civil service probationary appointment as indicated. Note listed below. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? No's? Motion carries. Under miscellaneous, resolve that the superintendent of schools recommends the Board of Education approve the following Adventure Club field trips for the 2008-2009 school year, and these are because they fall in an out-of-state situation.
I move the list.
I second.
Questions or comments?
Yes.
And the cost of the busing, that comes out of the high school budget for transportation and for extracurricular. Is that where that funding comes from? Because don't they have, is it each building has so much for travel?
Yes, they do.
And
yes,
wouldn't that come under that? It's a club, right?
It's not, right.
It's a team. It's a club. Right.
It's actually a recognized club, actually.
And also, for 3 days and two nights, is the bus driver being paid for 3 days and two nights, or is he dropping them off and picking them up? Or?
That one is...
That's the very last one, May 9th, outdoor.
Oh, I see.
I doubt the bus driver is going to be clicking up there and staying overnight in the lodge.
Or is that just private transportation?
I think so. I don't want to go out on way out on the limb, but I believe last year
they
transported themselves.
I thought they rented the bus last year. Yeah.
I thought they transported themselves with parents and vans and stuff. But, I mean,
okay.
I can't be absolutely.
I'm sure the bus driver's not camping out for 3 nights.
No, <damn.
laughs> unless we're paying them for it.
Be all right.
Wasn't one of these trips also by a. Rental bus?
I think that's the question. Is it this one or one of these other ones?
Yeah, I think we had a rental bus on one of the trips last year, but I can't remember if that was the one.
Usually, when you do that, the cost is covered by your...
The club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm
going to
ask that screen, why he doesn't ski away facing that?
You asked it, he gave us an answer on that last year.
I think white face, in the break.
That had something to do with the cost. He said even with the transportation and the ferry and everything else, or if they drove around or whatever, it was still much cheaper to go for the lot.
I think the board is making a mistake when they're making this kid's break.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I'm sure other schools fall in with that too if they did. Let's get more of it. Pressure on them. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? No. Motion carries. Under policy, resolve the Board of Education does hereby approve the following policies as indicated.
Motion.
Questions, discussions? We did get a reply on the more language in the packet from school boards that outlined it much, much better. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? No. Motion carries. Under 7, additional items. And at this, could I just cover one before we go? Thank you. At the retreat, one of the board goals that we talked about was opening up our meetings and not really calling them a business meeting or our work session meeting, that we would just have two meetings a month. It gives the superintendent a little bit more leeway to be able to...
For actions.
So that way, if we have an issue we need to talk about in a business meeting, we can get to the issue at a business meeting and just not call it a business meeting. And
it's just going to be a regular board meeting.
A board meeting. Two board meetings a month. And with that, I've been charged again to make sure that the meeting time is held down so that we're not overloading one meeting over another, which we kept in there because of the change of meetings. So just wanted to let the board know that that's one of the things we are looking at starting. And, it just gives us that much more latitude when things come up, that we're not getting things in late, we're providing proper services when they're being for kids. Yes, Frank.
I was just going to this discussion that we just had with the students at the beginning of the session, I really don't see a problem with having the rest of our home games at home instead of renting the field. First of all, we're going to save busing. We're going to save renting the field. We're going to keep the students happy. A lot of parents will be willing to stand up along the sidelines. You got 200 yards of fencing and the end zones where people can gather to watch the games. And it is kind of sad in a way when you think that our home, you know, our homecoming games can be held at either Bailey Avenue or PHS Field. And I just think it's not a big accommodation. Just that, grant you, we don't have the bleachers. Well, people can bring, if they don't want to stand, they can bring lounge chairs. I just think it would, plus we're going to save money on bus.
One of the things that was brought up at that night when we discussed it was the fact that so many people that show up for homecoming, especially, not to be able to, I mean, once you start getting into about the third line of people.
Yep, you said 100 yards and 100 yards.
Yes.
Not really, because from the 30 to the 30, you have players standing. And if you're not up above the bleachers, you're not going to see over them. And I guess I was kind of hoping that the football players would stay, because the only one point I wanted to bring, and maybe you can bring in. Mr. Cook informed us that day there was 1,300 people that came through, that paid admission to come through. So like Stan said, when you start stacking them three and four people deep, nobody's going to see. I was just wondering if the players had taken that into consideration, that parents, grandparents, friends, that type of stuff, were not going to be able to see the game. I understand their point. I really do understand their point, and I don't think I have a real major problem with it. I just hope that they've considered the 1,300 people that showed up at that game. And my last thought on that is that a home game is what you make of it. That field down there is nobody's home field except seniors. Nobody else plays there. And if you've got a group of people and their fan base follows them and they've got the heart, home field is wherever they want to play. I will agree with whatever the majority wants to do. I'm a little disappointed that I don't think they took the time to think about the whole long range thing down the road. And I totally understand them playing on the field. I also hope that people understand we were in kind of a tight spot, because I think, like Scott said, they came back with a price for bleachers, $16,000 for games. Now, I don't want to offend anybody, but some of you same taxpayers have been hanging us out to dry had we purchased those bleachers, rented those bleachers. That is more than one quarter of the cost that it's going to cost us to replace the bleachers for next year. That's going to have to go into the budget. So that field has to be fixed. There's a lot of work that needs to be done on it. And we would like to do that. We are working to put that into this year's budget, and hopefully it passes, hopefully have the money. The field's in terrible shape. It needs drainage, needs to be recrowned, needs to be resodded. There's a lot of things that need to be done to it, and a lot of things that we were talking about. So I just, like I said, whatever the kids think, I just hope that they've thought it through 100%.
Is it in worse shape than when we played?
Oh, terrible. I mean, it's the ends need to have drainage put in them. We have been so lucky last year and so far this year. All it takes is one day of rain, the day they're playing on it, field's ruined for the rest of the year. You're playing in mud, you're tripping over potholes, it becomes actually dangerous. That happened to us 2 years ago, where we ran into some significant injuries because of the field. Last year we got lucky, it didn't rain at all. This year so far it hasn't rained at all. But again, we don't know. Maybe even a compromise. You know, the Bailey Avenue field is in twice the shape that our field is in. I can see them wanting to play their homecoming game here. I've got no problem with that. I would hope that they would agree. We've even allowed them, hey, you guys want to play a night game? Schedule a night game. You want to play another night.
Your fan base is dropped because of the move, and I guess that wasn't as good a move for the home team itself, being this case, the Eagles, which right. I know I was as well.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know, yeah, it means a lot to the students as well as the people who are in the game.
And we understand.
If they are not going down there to watch a game that should be here, then the reconsideration should be made quickly.
Right. So, totally not. That's not
right. What about those bleachers that we have at the soccer field? I don't know how many that seats, but obviously they're brand new. They can't pose a hazard.
I'm not sure. They're open bleachers too. We have no idea. We're not sure if those. They're not high enough.
How could they? How could they sell you brand new bleachers if they don't meet compliance? That's fine.
See, I think those are probably small enough. I don't think you could.
So you could. Why couldn't we move them
you
over?
Could probably
that would accommodate maybe 200 or 300 people, 100 people. I don't know.
There's bleachers at the town hall, and there's bleachers at the track. There's six sets of bleachers at the school, and there's bleachers at every school field at the town hall. If we have the guests, if we have the other team, like if they have bleachers, the community members who showed up are obviously in support of having the game at home. If we have bring out the school-owned bleachers and we have a good relationship with the town hall, and we use their facilities. I don't understand why when you come and bring over those bleachers, that would at least sit like five rows of people, and then you could stand on the sides in the back. You aren't going to be able to cover the amount of people on the home side as we would have before, but it would still take down costs so much. I was talking to an old senior class advisor. That's how senior concession makes half of the profit for the year. And that is going to cause, I'm the senior class treasurer, and that's going to require a lot of fundraising, even though that has nothing to do with the actual game. But there's a lot of things that go into the entire football game. Eaglemar, we aren't even bringing our clothing down there. There's no way we can do it. Even if it's just for the homecoming game, there's so many spectators who come and buy t-shirts, spirit items, senior concession, that's how they make most of their profit for the year. And even if they could, I don't know, I just wish that there could be a happy meeting, even if it was for the homecoming days.
If the students in the community was willing to stand there without bleachers, I don't have a problem with it. I just say, why don't we try it? If you want to try it 1 week, and if they hate it, then we can revisit it.
Well, the first one is going to be homecoming. That's the one they.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Then that one, I think we should try homecoming here, and see how it works. And if they can live with it, I don't have a problem.
Maybe we could look into the fact that maybe
on the town hall. That's a.
I mean, it's an option that we could look at.
Yeah. Well, moving the bleachers
would be a problem. I don't know how they're going to do
it. Yeah, because you just have the wrong corners and move at the wrong time, and they're scrap. So.
But they might do it. They might do it for us or with us.
The football team said they were willing to do it. I was outside talking to them. They were like, we'll take a bite.
I bet you they would.
Those bleachers down.
Yeah, but we can't do this.
Have the students do that. I bet we'll get together.
It's a liability win.
So can we get like an intent of the board to try it the one time for homecoming and see what happens from that?
It's up to the board. Yes, here.
I don't want to put Mr. Emo on the spot, but I'd like to ask his input or opinion. If you'd love to share that, if you want to weigh in.
Yeah, there are just a couple of issues. A lot of good ideas being kicked around. A lot of good ideas that evening as to what to do and under what circumstances. The town hall didn't contact the town hall. I can tell you that I didn't. Maybe the athletic director did, but I didn't. The critical piece, as I understand it, with moving bleachers is that they be portable. If, in fact, they're portable, then that's why they're called portable. They're able to be moved. If, in fact, they're permanent structures, there's more to it than 16 of the linemen, the strongest linemen we have, picking them up and walking them across town. So there's that just that issue to contend with. As far as other options, I presented that evening, as I said, some research on the possibility of renting. That conceivably still sits there. There's the related option of finding parts, if you will, to combine enough to make bleacher seating. I don't know because I haven't studied them, quite frankly. If all of the parts put together would still meet the safety code required of bleachers that are installed for an event like that. So we'd certainly have to work with, the state, the inspector, to be certain that in our effort to install bleachers, did we create a hazard because of the way we installed them is a fair question to ask, as opposed to solve a problem because we installed them. But that's a question that still can be researched. The availability of the field, literally the sequence of the fields that were selected, was in part we were able to secure them, guaranteed that these slots would be reserved for the district. That seemed to be an important thing to be able to say, that regardless of what happens with the decision, there are four venues that can be now, we can count on them being available. When we, if you undo those parts, in parts, I can't speak for the people who make them available as to whether or not they would be available again once we undo the, you know, they're yours for these dates. But that's just a factor to consider as well. As far as the audiences watching the games, it's very difficult to take a real firm position on it. I mean, I am envisioning a little bit of concern perhaps around the perimeter of the field, perhaps requiring more supervision than we would currently otherwise assign to a field, simply because the student bodies, and I say that in plural, there are two teams here, may be further distance from the event, but not necessarily so involved in observing the event that we would not necessarily have concerns about what's happening over in that corner with whomever. So we might have to increase some supervision. That's not impossible to do, but it's a variable that I think would need to be considered from a safety perspective. I can't speak to the concession issues in Eagle Mart, literally. We know that at the concession area made available at Bailey, this is how their concession area is made available as a structure, with the idea that teams come in, use it, and take their stuff and move out. So it's not a foreign idea for the use of the field to be teams who use it bring what they need, and then they leave, and the next teams bring what they need to run their business. The Eagle Mart, I can't speak to that. I never connected or made any... The conversation never took us to the concession beyond the obvious concession stand that I spoke of. So I guess that's my input on it. It seemed to be a visibility issue. If it's not, check. If it's supervision, we might need to increase it. Not impossible to do. And if it's a try and see, I would recommend we hold the other fields until we know if in fact it worked out.
Did we enter into any type of contract with them?
Not a contract. I mean, the athletic director really steered it through, and they were in response, they were kind enough to say, you can have these dates. No, I don't. I can get the cost for it. There is, of course, a rental fee for their fields, but it pales by comparison to the bleachers.
Right.
I mean, as you can well imagine, it's not going to be nearly the same cost. So that's my input. You bet.
I think we keep our options open until we find out what we're doing.
Would you be the consensus then of the board to go forward with the homecoming game here?
I'd go with it.
I'm willing to take a motion. I feel.
You make it, I'll second.
Guy, did you want to make a comment before we do this?
Just have a discussion. When are you going to make a decision for this game? It's not October 3rd.
Right now.
It would be tonight.
Right now.
If it's approved, it would take place.
No second is motion. The homecoming game at home.
Well, I'll entertain the motion after Guy has a chance.
Oh, sorry.
Do you have any other?
At least give it a try. If it works out, we can finish the whole season here. Is this going to be our biggest crowd?
Would you be so kind as state for motion?
The motion is that we have the home field, the homecoming game held at our school. And hopefully, if we need more.
And
if it works out, we can have the rest of our games here. You know, leave it the option open for the other for the last three games.
If there's major problems, you know, we still have the other option.
Yeah,
my motion is this is a trial.
Right.
The homecoming game on October 3rd here.
Okay.
If it works out, we can continue with the other games.
Schedule, just for my own clarification, because I'll have some work to do on it, and I'd be happy to do so. If the motion is to hold the game here with no regard to bleacher, that's one issue.
Right.
But if you want me to pursue bleacher options.
If you can, look into it.
Okay, I just want to be sure the motion
reflects.
If this doesn't happen,
there's a contingent on it.
Okay.
Is that part of the motion?
Yes.
That'd be part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
With or without bleachers?
With or without bleachers.
Okay.
So if it's with or without bleachers, let's just leave it out.
All right, we'll leave it out.
Yes, okay.
If you can get the bleachers, right. Fine.
Right.
Yes.
So let me read the motion to you.
Yes.
Has it been seconded yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Richard has. It's on discussion.
Please feel free to revise this. Frank A. motion to have the homecoming game October 3rd at our school and review options for future games.
Yes. That's pretty much the
good.
Good?
Yes.
For discussion, can I ask,
yes.
Are we going to be...
October
4th is the date of the meeting, or the report.
Okay, Kathleen?
And how will we be notified?
Thank you.
How do you want me to do it?
Email.
Do we email?
How successful, if it's successful, in other words, if it's...
We'll have a meeting for the next game.
We will?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have October 14th as our meeting, so it's directly after.
They may have...
They have another game.
They may have another game. They may have another one.
Yeah, so basically, we need to know whether or not it worked out already, or...
We will have to have a second meeting.
So that's a decision you can have to make.
You can have a special meeting?
The superintendent, yeah.
You have to have a special meeting.
You want an update? You're going to do it in an update?
Just doing an update?
Just doing an update.
In the superintendent's update?
Because if it doesn't work out, we know we're going to go back to the other option.
Yeah, it's part of the motion that... Okay.
So then we're giving the superintendent the call, one way or the other?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what you want to know, right?
Well... Then, the first one, for sure.
Yeah.
The question, I understand, the question is the second, if it's voted on. The question would be, so we take an assessment of how it went the first time.
But you need to tell us.
If I will update you on the best of my read and get the input from the AD and from anybody actually in the public who wants to wade in on it one way or the other, did it work? If it did, that'd be great to let me know that it did from your perspective. Email, drop in, call, that's also helpful. I will so inform the full board of the information that I have, and I would be informing, I guess, that's what the wish is, of we don't need to keep the next event at the Bailey Avenue venue. We'll move that one as well, or I would recommend we don't because, and we'll keep the venue. I would do that in an update to you if that's permissible to you. Okay.
Just still under discussion, and I want to thank Nate again for the it seems like there's a strong sentiment, obviously, to have a game here. So, how is this going to be orchestrated? Like the Booster Club going to be notified? Or, I mean, I can just see everybody needing to be notified that they need to bring chairs and more people need to help set up stuff. I would volunteer. I mean, seems like there's a lot
certainly
of support.
One effort, and there's multiple. You could certainly, through your student organization, do that to the AD effective tomorrow, if that's the vote. Effective tomorrow, I would inform the, in fact, I'll do it tonight before I leave, a voice message and a follow-up email to inform the coaches, who can then inform the players directly, and who then will inform the parents. We would also put it on the website, I mean, our district webpage, the change in the venue, and as we did this time, put an ad in the paper, or notice in the paper. For individuals to be aware of the reconsideration of the field location.
And the players will contact most of the fan base. I mean, let's face it, these people are coming to see. They're coming to see a specific player.
Yep.
So as long as the players are spreading it around, they'll know.
Yep.
They'll know what to do. Bring a lawn chair
or
be ready to stand.
Or put the kid in your shoulder.
Yeah. We'll definitely need to have some extra.
I'll have to sit down.
The board's okay with the extra personnel to
yes.
crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was my item, so I don't have anything
okay.
to say more than
yet. Yeah.
That was
I
not
just
want
to make sure that's. Yeah. This will take an extra keep control of that. Any other?
We haven't.
Yep. Yeah, I'm looking for any other discussion or questions, and then we'll vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? Noes? Motion carries. Any other additional items? Yes?
And I might have missed this. I don't think it was discussed earlier, too. The BOSUN list from August 23rd, we got them on September 15th. And on the back, the last page, it talks about Mr. King sharing a letter from the Health Insurance Consortium. And he asked the board members to read the letter, discuss it with their boards, so that at the next BOSU board meeting, September 10th, tell him how to vote.
I can answer that.
Okay, well, I just didn't know if we were giving it.
I've got the information here.
But it's already the meeting, it's 10 days before we were scanned to succeed.
Yeah.
You know.
No.
Well, no, saying, are you asking what it is?
Well, I'm asking, I know what the consortium, that whole issue is. First of all, I wanted to know, maybe I didn't make myself clear. We got the letter 15 days after the date that he wanted to the information. And that's problematic, I think.
Right.
And secondly,
I wanted to know how we directed the vote.
I passed it on. And just to tell you what it is, the last time they were telling us they were going to have Plan A and Plan B, and you can only have retirees on Plan A. It's completely going to be up, if you vote that way, it's completely up to the district. Whatever you do, you do. Because they have some districts that are not going to have new contracts by that time. They're not going to be able to comply anyway. So all this is, you can put them in, you can put anywhere, anybody anywhere, the board votes now. That's what, so you're giving him the option to give us more options. Is what we're doing. If he were to vote no, then they'd tell us what to do. Which, you know.
But we missed our opportunity as a board?
No, I haven't. No, that's one reason why I brought it tonight, is to let you know.
It's one of the issues we're going to look at tonight.
Oh, so it's not an agenda item.
Well, it came kind of late for that, so we're using it as an additional information.
Timing is perfect.
I honestly didn't know about this.
Yeah, well, okay. Nobody did because we were waiting to get.
It's certainly, as you can read it, it's presented to you, and as Richard also explained, on the books right now, it was a decision by the governing board to require an action be taken by school districts by 2011 in the absence of any change, any mutual agreement through a Plan A or Plan B. The governing board that made the resolutions, you can track the history of how they did that over previous years, it's been requested that those various governing board members reconsider, or if you will, rescind their original decision, which was to make a fact what to do in the year 2011 and create the opportunity for each district to decide itself what it wants to do when you reach 2011. And I'm kind of paraphrasing it, but that's basically what the document is saying. Mm-hmm. Since they took a formal action to do a particular thing in 2011, they're now going to ask, when I attend the next superintendent's meeting, for votes of the superintendents to allow flexibility versus permanency of that first decision. So in part, what I'm sharing with you is the outcome, the history of it, but also seeking direction from the board when I attend that meeting. Is there a preference on how you choose to have me vote?
Is there any way to get, or is it of value, to receive copies of what's referred to as the two separate distinct plan documents attached?
Yeah, they weren't attached when I got them.
Yes.
I didn't get them attached to mine. You have what I have. I can get that. I can't get that. Not for tonight.
For me to make my decision?
It's the same plan as it was originally when we voted on it way back 2005 or even before then.
We were the only district before we know.
Right.
That's not what happened. Okay.
So the plans haven't changed.
It's not going to happen like that again. It was great. Everybody at the meeting was, they'd rather have the option than look like they can do their job. The two major changes from Plan A to Plan B are deductibles and how much you pay for prescriptions. That's like 95% of it.
And the difference that was, if the district opted to go with the more expensive plan,
you pay for it.
The district pays for it.
The difference.
It's a 10% saving, so yeah. That's what you're looking at.
So the district would be hit with a 10% increase. If they go more.
For everybody who's on A.
Right.
But with this change, the district
is still
right. It's,
yeah, but you're not hit with it if you don't go with it. In other words, it's not actual 10%. If 2011 they don't go with Plan B, the district doesn't get hit with that 10% with this change.
Without taking a vote, put it another way, without taking a vote to rescind the original consortium decision, there would be no action but take that 10% that's been referred to. This resolution gives, if passed by the governing board, gives each school district flexibility beyond 2011 to negotiate and do what it wants to do with its membership.
Is that with respect to not only medications, but deductibles? Because that was the big issue, is that they wanted to increase the deductibles in 2011. Mm-hmm. But it had been like 20 years since this plan had been looked at. So even if they increased the deductible employee and retiree share, we still would have been 20 years behind.
Right.
And the costs are exponentially increasing 10 to 15% a year.
Those were a lot of the issues connected to, do you want to stand firm? That really was a recommendation made by the superintendent's representative, who's been the chief person over these years, you know, watching this thing unfold. And it was actually came from him as his recommendation to the full governing board. Would you please have you consider doing this? Because it gives you all more flexibility beyond the year 2011, if that's what you want. If the boards don't want that, then a no vote on this resolution would be what I'd cast on your behalf. And we'd see if the majority of members also would say no. Otherwise, it could be defeated, as you know, by simple majority, or clear majority, I should say. It's not simple. It's an overwhelming percent of people have to vote one way or the other on issues. So that's pretty much the history of it. It's really, the meeting is going to be Thursday of this week, and it will be a motion, as you see it, made before the governing board, and they'll ask for a voice vote on how we stand on it. So I'm seeking how you'd like to vote.
Yes. More options, but
okay. I'm playing.
Just to make sure board members understand, we can still negotiate either plan.
Right.
That doesn't change. Okay. It's just that we're not going to be hit with 10% if we can't go.
The other thing is, it gives you a little bit of movement in negotiations, because it depends. If you're young and you're healthy, it doesn't really affect you very much. But if you get a lot of prescriptions, it really whacks you. So, I mean, depending on the individual, it has different costs.
Yeah, but it's all negotiated.
Right.
So, sorry to bring that late, but we just got the information together. As you can see, we finally got the information, and Mr. Amo asked if I could bring it forward. And I accepted. Said you need to. Yes.
Sorry.
One more thing.
We discussed about 3 or 4 months ago that a few members on the board wanted monthly progress report on contender issues.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know whether or not we're still going to do that.
A monthly report?
After 2 years.
Well, maybe we should look at the minutes. I know that it was monthly because every 6 months. It would have been like only one more time before next.
Like quarter?
I don't want to misspeak. I'm not sure if it's for.
I don't think we said. I know what some people said. Monthly, other people said, I don't think we settled on any set time.
Okay, I know, yeah, there were different opinions, and I just want to make sure that we don't get so much money on that, forget again, and then have this come up.
Yeah. Well, I have a question on that then. When do we, do people get different tenures all through the year? Or do they get them like in bunches?
Generally, they're all at the end of a year. So if you hire in mid-year, it's possible to get a mid-year tenure.
So I mean, it might not generally. Do any good to have monthly, because no one's going to get tenure anyway. But that's what I'm asking.
No. The reason I'm bringing up is because we were making the point that we didn't want to have. We were told that there was going to be benchmarks. Progress.
Yep.
That was going to be monitored. And
yep.
We said we wanted to know about that before the interview.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
but I don't know what they're.
I don't think we ever settled on the guidelines, but if the board would like to do that now, it's.
I think at least about every 6 to 8 weeks we should have. We don't want to get hit with what happened to the launch.
Right.
I'm not getting into the specifics of it.
Yep, I understand.
So that's quarterly?
Well, I don't know if I want to. I'd like about every 6 weeks.
Yeah. How often do you write evaluations? That's another thing.
Executive session.
Yeah.
That's executive session.
That's executive session. I'm not going to get into
that. Sure. Generally speaking.
Yeah. Well, my point is, it would be whenever. I'm assuming that there's a certain time of year you do evaluations.
Yeah, it's ongoing, actually.
So I'm saying, though, so you'd want to tie it around that, because that's the only way he's going to know is when he's actually doing it. He's going to have to actually do the evaluation to tell you to report it.
Rough ideas. I was thinking that the next board meeting is not too early for at least the first conversation, and then we'd space it out probably around that 6 week interval, 6 to 8 weeks. I would just, in my update, be informing the board that I think for the next board meeting if we don't have to. Whatever our agenda looks like, if you're ready to, I will be ready to. It's the kind of, obviously, topic that I'd like to have in my hands, information to answer questions that you may pose, as opposed to try to do it all from memory. But I would be certainly ready with the very next meeting if you want to go into executive and do that. Okay.
If there's no other additional items, I would gladly accept the second.
Hey, you got a first before you do second.
Yes, I'm waiting for a second. Frank, you usually have...
Leonard did.
No, Leonard second. Oh, Leonard second. Oh, I'm sorry. I was waiting.
It's...
8:41.
7:41. 7. Oh, excuse me.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Abstained? Motion carried. The meeting adjourned.
My request is to myself.